From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The growth of the nation's economy has kicked up a notch. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product increased at an annual pace of 2% in the third quarter as Americans began spending more. That compares with a 1.7% pace of growth in the previous quarter. But Barclays economist Michael Gapin told the BBC he does not expect this new report to dissuade the Federal Reserve from taking new steps to boost economic growth.
This will affect, we think, how much stimulus the Fed eventually has to provide, but we don't think that this will stop the Fed from moving.
The economy will be the focus as President Obama tours some businesses in Maryland this morning. Then he kicks off a final weekend of campaigning before the midterm elections. He heads to Virginia to rally support for freshman Democratic Congressman Tom Perriello. NPR's Mara Liasson reports it's the first time the president has campaigned this year for an individual member of the House.
Perriello won in a squeaker in 2008, and he's voted with the president on almost everything, including health care, cap and trade, and the stimulus. Here's how White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs describes him.
Somebody who is in a tough race but has done the right thing in the votes that he's cast to represent Virginia and to represent the United States in Congress.
But Gibbs says the president also hopes his visit helps turn out the Democratic vote for the incumbent in the district right next door. Glenn Nye has voted against the president on almost everything and, at least in the polls, seems to be doing a little better than Perriello. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Iran is telling the European Union it's willing to restart the stalled talks about the country's nuclear program next month. Terry Schultz reports the EU's Foreign Affairs Chief, Catherine Ashton, is calling that move very significant.
Earlier this month, Ashton proposed November 15th in Vienna for a new meeting between Iran's nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, and the so-called P5 plus one, the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany. While a letter Ashton received from Jalili this morning apparently doesn't confirm any logistical details, she says it does make clear Tehran is ready to talk.
I think this is a very significant move.
But previous rounds of negotiations between the Iranians and the P5 plus one have never managed to even settle what aspects of its nuclear activities Tehran would be willing to discuss in further talks. The international community wants to shut down any programs that could create a nuclear bomb, which Iran denies it's trying to build. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Halliburton Company is admitting it never tested a mixture of cement used to seal BP's oil well in the Gulf of Mexico after BP made a last-minute change to the mixture. A presidential panel investigating the oil spill says three separate tests suggested the cement would be unstable. Halliburton is countering that the test results were preliminary because the final conditions of the oil well were not known at that time. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton heads to China this weekend for talks, and the agenda is likely to include everything from that country's human rights record to cooperation in restraining Iran.
We look to China to help ensure the effective implementation of global sanctions aimed at preventing Iran from pursuing its nuclear ambitions.
Clinton, speaking in Honolulu, lumped China in with North Korea as a source of concern about what she called deep-seated challenges facing the Asia-Pacific region. After $1.5 billion in losses over the last 2 years, British Airways is reporting a profit of more than $250 million for the first half of this year. Larry Miller reports that's twice as much as analysts had expected.
Over the last 6 months, British Airways saw a rebound in passenger traffic, meeting increased demand with higher fares averaging 17%. The airline's profits would have been even greater were it not for flights grounded by the Icelandic volcanic ash cloud, 21 days of walkouts by cabin crew, and European air traffic control strikes. BA Chief Executive Willie Walsh.
I think we've made excellent progress, and I think great credit to everybody at British Airways for dragging us out of the depths of the recession and getting us to a position where we're back in profit today.
Even before these latest positive results, the value of BA shares rose by nearly 50% this year. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The latest tropical storm in the Atlantic, named Sherry, is bearing down on Bermuda. Michael Brennan is with the National Hurricane Center.
We expect the center of Sherry to pass near or over the island of Bermuda, where there's a tropical storm watch in effect.
Brennan says the island should begin feeling the effects of the storm this afternoon. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.